And right now, we stand to bring in none other than Mike Causey with a check on sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this fine morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, latest news out of the NFL.
NFL?
Yeah, did you hear this?
What happened now?
This is going to start your day off bad.
No, it won't.
All right. Recognizing that it was on the verge of an epic public relations crisis, maybe even a mutiny, the NFL put all dictates about the national anthem on hold and agreed to work with the players' union on a policy.
Cowards.
There we go. I told you it would start your day off.
Well, since to me the NFL is as meaningless as a pimple on my little toe, it's meaningless. The NFL is garbage, nothing but trash, and they continue to show it every day.
All right.
If you don't stand for the national anthem, you should be thrown out of the league. My opinion, my thought, and I agree with it.
All right. Now, I'm going to give you the pick to go on to anything else you want to talk about before we get to Saratoga.
Big move yesterday in baseball for the Indians.
Yeah.
They traded away one of their prospects, one of their top prospects, something that the Yankees don't feel like doing, to the Padres, and they got themselves two quality closers. One's a setup guy in Adam Simber. He's a submarine type of a righty pitcher who gets guys out. And then they got Brad Hand, who's one of the best closers in baseball. So the Cleveland Indians saw the shortcoming. When they get Andrew Miller back and they use Hand and they use Simber, no more of forcing pitchers to go deeper into games than they should because your bullpen's inadequate. They really upped it big time here and made themselves another major player in the American League. So with this move, the Indians are right up there with the Red Sox, the Yankees, and Houston to go to the World Series. It was a big move yesterday. It's not being played up very much in the New York market because it's Cleveland, but Cleveland's a big player now, and Cleveland's in a division where they're going to guarantee themselves into the playoffs. There's no way Cleveland's going to be a wild card. So they just made themselves a big, big player to get to the World Series and possibly win it because they have a real deep lineup.
All right. What about this Jesse Chavez going to the Cubs?
Who?
That's what I mean. I don't know his name.
Nah. Not a big deal.
I have no... You know, it was reported in all the media, and I didn't bother doing a Google search because it just wasn't important enough, but I've never heard of the guy, so...
No, not a big deal, but this Indians deal yesterday was a real big move for them.
All right, so
and the Angels got some good news. Ohtani's able to throw, so who knows what's going to happen there with him. So the American League, like I said, was going to win the All-Star game. They're going to win the World Series. It's just a question of who's going to do it.
How about Billy Beane for the he's got Oakland again. Playing over 500 ball again, which is amazing. He always has them, it seems, over 500 ball. But he's going to meet with Josh Hader on Friday for pitching.
Josh Hader?
Yeah.
What is he going to meet with Josh Hader for?
Milwaukee Brewers reliever.
Why, they're going to trade him?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, so.
That's stupid. Yeah, Billy Beane's the guy who destroyed baseball with his analytics garbage.
Everybody's doing it.
He made it become Stratomatic baseball.
Everybody,
so we got him to thank for that.
Everybody's doing it now. Everybody.
Yeah.
It's
well,
amazing.
You know, a lot of people shoot heroin, too.
All right. With that on fact, let us go to the races at Saratoga.
Not yet.
Oh, what do you want to talk about?
The Mets and the Yankees this weekend.
Oh.
It's a big series for the Yankees because the Mets have their pitching lined up, and somehow the Yankees don't. Chocolate Chips not pitching. That's my big thing. Why isn't he pitching this weekend?
I have no idea. I'm not following it that closely.
Why is he not pitching this weekend?
I have no idea.
He should be pitching tonight's game. He's not. That's a big question mark to me. I don't understand that. You had the All-Star break. You had all this rest, and he's not pitching. You're going with an untested rookie against Syndergaard. The Mets pitching staff heavily outweighs the Yankees, and it's in their favor this weekend because they don't get Severino and they don't get Chocolate Chip. Don't be surprised if the Mets win two games this weekend somehow. Yeah. It might happen. If it happens, man, is there going to be hell flying in Yankee camp.
All right. Now to Saratoga.
Yep, now we can go to Saratoga. I'm going to start with our pick of the day, how we do all the time. So my pick of the day for today, opening day at Saratoga, is in the fourth race. It's a 75,000 maiden claimer going a mile and a 16th on the inner turf. Inner turf, especially early, speed's good. We're going to look at the speed all the way on the outside. The number 9 horse, Turn It Up, trained by Brian Lynch. Horse is dropping from maiden special weights the first time running for a tag, which is a big move. I think this horse uses his speed, getting blinkers on today for the first time. Johnny Velasquez is up. I think this horse makes a lot of noise on the front end, and I don't think anybody catches him. So my top pick in the fourth race today is going to be the 9 horse, Turn It Up. And then plays for the weekend, we're going to start with today because they got a couple of stakes up there today that are pretty interesting. Let me just get to that one. The 9th race today is the Lake George, mile and a 16th on the outer turf course. Lake George is a grade 3. Some nice horses are coming in for this race. It's only a 7-horse field, but it's a pretty good field in itself. The horses I'm looking at here, one is the 3, Daddy's is a Legend, trained by George Weaver. This horse has been running against some good horses this year. Hasn't been able to win a race yet, but he's been running in much, much harder competition. As you could look on Churchill Downs and Derby Day, Tonette beat him. Tonette ran last week in a big race 2 weeks ago at Belmont. So this horse has been facing much, much better. I think Daddy is a Legend gets a little bit of a class reprieve here and gets things done. 2 horses I'm going to use underneath. One is the 5 horse, Good Things Take Time. This horse has been another horse similar to Daddy's a Legend, been running in good races, hitting the board, but just not ringing the bell. I expect him to put in another decent heart, to put in another decent race today, and the round out my try with the 6, Andina Del Sur. This horse ran pretty decently early in the season, threw a clunker in the last race in the Wonder again, tried the dirt at Keeneland in the Ashland. This horse wants no part of the dirt. So at 8-1 with Leperu, I'm going to use Andina Del Sur to hope for a decent exacta. So a 3-5-6 play in today's 9th race at Saratoga. Moving to tomorrow, the 9th race. Yes, the 9th race is the Grade 3 Sanford. This is for 2-year-old colts and geldings. You're going to hear people say, well, this could be a Derby horse. None of these horses are going to run in a Derby. Just enjoy the race. They're looking at this race. I think the number 2 horse, trained by Todd Pletcher, Lexingtonian, is going to get a very good pace set up. There's a fair amount of speed to the outside of him. This horse is down near the rail, the number 2 horse. This horse should just sit and pounce and get things done here. At 3-1, I think this horse is going to be a very, very tough horse to beat. Other than that, whatever you like after that, because they're all the same kind of horse. They're all going to go to the front. They're all going to see who's going to last. And I'm just going to make a win bet here on Lexingtonian. And pay attention to Mark Case in this meet. For the last 4 years now, he comes in with horses that look tremendous on paper and just don't lift a leg. He's had 3 bad meets at Saratoga in a row. If you see some of these horses that he has running up there that look competitive and don't run, dismiss Mark Case until further notice, meaning until he starts winning a few races, don't worry about his horses. So I'm not going to use any of his horses early in this meet. So Lexingtonian is my pick in the Grade 3 Sanford going 6 furlongs. And tomorrow, the 10th race, the Grade 1 Diana, a mile and an eighth. Nice race here. They should call this the Chad Brown race because I think there's 7 horses in the race, and he has 3 of them. The unprotected horse player is really getting hit in the head lately. I've seen it happen last week at Monmouth. You're going to see it this weekend at Saratoga, where the uncoupled entry that used to be protected for the better is gone, and now you got 3 horses, and which one do you bet? Well, I'm not betting any of his horses. I'm going to go with the 2-horse Proctor's Ledge on top, trained by Brendan Walsh. This horse has 2 starts at Saratoga, with 2 wins. Last year, he won the Lake George and the Lake Placid. So this horse is back again this year, and the horse for older horses tomorrow in the Diana. Horse for course is a big thing up at Saratoga, and Proctor's Ledge is a horse for course. So I'm going to take Proctor's Ledge on top in this race, and then I'm going to go all the way on the outside to Hawksmoor. This horse has been ridden weirdly the last couple times out. She's a five-year-old mare. I don't think that she's getting a bit long in the tooth yet. Her game is speed, and if she gets to the front here, she could rattle it off a long way on top and then look to get run down by Proctor's Ledge late. But if Hawksmoor is able to get out there and maybe somehow run a 50-half, it could be lights off for everybody else. So Hawksmoor is going to be an interesting horse in here that I'm going to definitely use, but my top horse in the Diana tomorrow is going to be the two-horse, Proctor's Ledge. So we got Saratoga starting today. Del Mar's into their third day of the meet today. It's a late start there, 5 p.m., 4 p.m. their time. It's 7 o'clock our time. And the midsummer racing is going to hit full stride right now.
Midsummer, boy.
Midsummer. There's still 7 weeks left.
All right. Well, we'll check with you on Monday and see how the Yankees did.
Yeah, it could be entertaining. I think they have a chance to lose a few games. They should win all three, but good pitching beats good hitting, and the Mets' pitching lineup is lopsided, but the Mets' lineup is god-awful.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You know, maybe it'll be like when you used to play in the street and you were beating up a team pretty good. You go no batting order where you forego getting up in your bottom part of the inning. Maybe the Mets should try to do that. Once they get a lead against the Yankees, just keep pitching. Don't even get up.
All right. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning right here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.